Parshat Vayera begins with Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. He spoke to him. God spoke to him. God is Elokim. Spoke to Moshe and said, Ani Hashem Yudke Vavke. And this came right after Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint to God. He said, what do you do to me? You sent me to send the Jewish people to take them out of Egypt, and look, things only got worse. Since I came here, everything got worse. And Hashem now tells him, Moshe, don't worry, everything's gonna be great. You're gonna see with great miracles what I'm gonna do. But Reb Moshe, using his typical musardik, his ethical teachings, finds something here in the verse. Hashem, on one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, on one hand, like, in a way he was kind of right, but in a way he was wrong, because he rebuked Hashem, right? But on the other hand, he had a legitimate complaint. So Hashem, when he rebukes Moshe for complaining to him, it's Vayedaber Elokim. Vayedaber in our tradition is always like a harsh language. It's a stern, a command language. It's something strong. Vayomer symbolizes a softer way of speaking. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Vayedaber. He rebukes him. Hey, you should know I'm talking to you sternly now. You just complained and you shouldn't have. And now I'm telling you what's going to be. But then he changes his tone to Vayomer. And Moshe Feinstein tells us, from here we should always learn, whenever you rebuke somebody, even if you start with a harsh language in a stern voice, soften it up. Come back later and speak to him softly. This could be true with your students, with your children, with workers, with friends, with whoever you're in contact with. Even if you speak sternly at first, come back later and speak softly. Shabbat Shalom.